to Misinformed.
We are your hosts.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Treya. And we are here to blow your minds.
We are not experts in any way, so please don't quote us.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hello, welcome back to Misinformed. I am Melinda.
And I'm Andrea.
And we're misinformed. We always do this. It's just so awkward.
Welcome back to Misinformed, where this is Melinda and Andrea.
And we're misinformed.
Yeah.
And if you were wondering, we're Melinda and Andrea from Misinformed. Welcome back, guys. We are doing today's topic on the Goliath of the world. They're basically taking over the world. We're all victims to them. You probably received a package from them this morning. It's Amazon.
Woo!
We have a both love and hate for Amazon. Yeah.
Love them, hate them, you're still talking about them.
Yes, exactly. kind of scared of them because they're literally going to run our lives one day.
Yeah, legit.
Legitimately.
They're the company that's going to go to drones and create robots and take over the world.
Yes. But they are literally they have grocery stores.
Yeah.
They've got Whole Foods. They've everything.
Everything. I was reading all these things that they're, they go into I actually just was listening to a commercial this morning, and it was Amazon business services. So now they have a consulting services.
What?
I know. They're going to take over the world.
They're insane.
You know, when you think about, a future world where, everything is, the same, it's just, owned by one, one nation, that's going to be Amazon. We're going to be, the Amazonians.
You know how that's in, what is it? I can never think of the word, but, the end of, the Bible when they talk about, the
religion. Oh, yeah.
They say it's going to be under one rule. The Amazon is the one rule.
They are the one rule.
Oh my God.
What's it called? It's not the apocalypse, is it? No, it's not the apocalypse.
It's the rapture. But anyways. But also, what if Amazon goes into cryptocurrency?
Dude.
I'm surprised they haven't.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I'm sure they mind. I'm sure that, what's his name, Jeff? Bezos, yeah. I'm sure he's into cryptocurrency because, why wouldn't you if you have that much money?
Yeah. He is, okay, I feel like I would like Amazon a little bit better if, I knew that it was run by, a nice CEO that, cared about his people and was just, caring about the world and whatever.
Doing
but
good for the environment.
Bezos is, one, the ugliest man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's not, you cannot be ugly and mean.
You can only pick one.
You can only pick one of those. And he's ugly, and he's really mean to his employees. I should have wrote down his name, but there's a guy who did a book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called The New Book. And he interviewed employees, and they said, Jeff will say things why are you wasting my life? This document, this document was created by the B team. I only take documents created by the A team. Why don't you leave and grab the A team since you're the B team? All this stuff. I'm what the fuck?
It's like a horror episode of The Office.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that's, another part why I hate them, because I just don't support
mean bosses.
No.
Yeah. Because, with that much power, you could do so much good for, your people and for the environment. I know we always go back to Lyft, but, I love Lyft because the CEO is just, such a good man, and they do so much for the environment, and they're actively trying to do things for the communities that they're in. And, with Amazon, it's just, you're taking over the world, and you have so much power, but you're using it for nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lyft's, their, business statement,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what is it called? Is, actually, it's not even, about, giving rides. It's, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's, actually about, doing good in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon's business statement is probably just take over the world.
Who gives a shit about the environment?
Step just number
take
one,
over
take
the
over
environment.
The world.
Oh, God. If you see a free piece of land, just build a distribution center on
it. So, Jeff, he started Amazon in his garage in 1994, and it was just literally a book company.
It's a 90s baby.
Yes. It's actually only 3 days older than I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
It'll stick in my brain forever.
That means it's only 6 months older than I am.
Yes.
No, 6 months younger than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fun fact, Mel and I are exactly 6 months apart.
Like, to the date.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, we celebrate our half birthdays on each other's birthday.
Yes.
yeah, so he started as a book company, which just blows my mind because, like, how a book company has turned into, like how I was saying, like, they literally have something in every single market.
Yes.
Surprised they don't have Amazon type, like, Uber yet. Because they have, like, the Amazon Eats.
Yeah, they have Amazon Eats, they have Amazon Grocery, they have Amazon Now, which is, like, pop-up shops, basically.
Yeah.
They have, they're building that weird, like, grocery store.
They opened a few.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did open a few. And then...
they also have this new, have you seen the Amazon truck?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's actually really cool. So it's this little truck. It almost looks like a food truck or something. And you'll see it, like, it'll, like, if you follow it, I don't know if it has an Instagram or what, or if it's already launched, but you, like, can follow it on, like, I'm assuming social media, see where it's going to be at, and, like, it'll tell you, like, oh, this is the products we'll have on the Amazon truck today. So you go to it, and they have, like, their, I don't know, like, their featured products of the day. And you
can just
buy it at the truck right there.
Dude, I swear they stole this concept. In Japan, they do this. Mm-hmm. They have mobile, like, CVS and, like, Walgreens and stuff. Yeah.
That is so
and
weird.
And you go, it's like an app. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Japan. Yeah, it's Japan. And there's an app, and you just call one, and it's self-driving. And it just, like,
so
comes to
creepier.
You. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
so you just,
gosh.
Like, say the location you want it at,
yeah.
And the nearest one will come to you.
What the hell?
I know. And then you have to swipe your phone, like, the barcode they give you to open the store, and then it just charges you if you pick it up.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. So I swear they stole this idea from Japan.
They're going to start doing that. It's just going to be, like... You're sitting on your couch like, Alexa, bring me toilet paper. And then a self-driving car shows up with toilet paper and you just take it. Like
throws it up to your apartment.
It's so creepy. Oh my gosh.
Alexa, play Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers.
I hope everyone's Alexas are going crazy. You're welcome. Everyone needs toilet paper and everyone needs to listen to Burning Up. So
exactly. Alexa, buy me 5,000 rolls of toilet paper. You're welcome. I have a lifetime supply. No. But, yeah, that's actually really crazy. They've recently gone into the home and business or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
So, because they know that it's such a huge industry and, like, places like, what's it called? It's like the, Thumbtack and stuff like that. Like, they do it. And they knew that it was, like, a $1 billion industry. So, they recently just added home services. Like, cleaning services. And they're usually cheaper, too.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, okay, so in 2000 is when they launched their marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, like, 2000 is probably just when e-commerce really started
to come
up, you know?
Yeah, because, like, in 2000, like, well, we were, like, in elementary school.
Yeah.
We're giving away our age. we were in elementary school, and I remember having computer lab, like, maybe, like, in third grade.
You're right. E-commerce probably really was. No, it definitely wasn't a... Because remember you would get those JCPenney catalogs?
Yes.
Would you get them one during Christmas?
Yes.
And you're
sitting there
in there.
Circle.
Yes.
I would literally cut things out and put them in my Santa letter. I'd be like, hey, Mom, wink, wink.
And then you had the form at the end that you had to fill out and mail it in.
Yes.
And they would mail you. Weird.
That was e-commerce back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to go from, like, you know, they were, like, one of the first marketplaces and then... Now, like how you were saying, they're cheaper than most places.
Mm-hmm.
They've, like, been able to do this where they can sell, you know, products for cheaper than, I don't know, like, say, I'm trying to think of a common product that you would, like, okay, Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
Most people will not go to Beats website. They'll go to Amazon and search Beats by Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Because of multiple reasons. Like, one, it might be cheaper. Two, the shipping is always going to be better from Amazon and their return policy.
It's amazing.
Always better
than
the actual site.
Dude, I've done the thing where, like, you look up something and I find it on a different website. Like, for example, this bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how, like, last summer everyone was buying from Cupshe or whatever?
Yes, yeah.
So they sell on Amazon. I didn't know that. And I found this bathing suit, but their shipping was 5 to 7 days on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, weird. Like, I wonder if they have it on Amazon or if they have something similar. Literally just typed in the description of the bathing suit, came up, was able to order it on Prime.
Oh, and then you
and it got in 2 days.
Yeah.
Free shipping.
Yeah.
And it was the same price. Actually, no. It was like $5 cheaper on Amazon.
That's crazy.
So I'm super guilty of that. And that's
Well, it's like as a consumer, like that's they just make it so easy, and I don't know. Also, with the Prime,
yes,
they have 140 fulfillment centers around the country, and that's how they're able to do, like, the one-day shipping and all the stuff. There's actual statistic, but I cannot remember it. I don't know if you remember it. They did it, and we had, like, a meeting about Amazon. And it's, like, everyone lives within a certain mileage of an Amazon distribution center.
Oh, yeah. So I don't remember the
kind of
mileage,
creepy. Like,
but there is at least, like, a few in every state. And it's weird because if you've ever done Amazon Prime Now, they will actually send you the tracking for, like, the person that's delivering it. So you can see it go from the distribution center, which I'm not going to tell you where it is anymore because it's right by our work. But
yeah.
Which is only about maybe 15 minutes away from my house.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, Amazon can literally be, and you don't even know because it doesn't have, like, a huge Amazon sign outside the distribution centers. So they're just kind of like all these, like, warehouses that they buy. So Zach used to work at an Amazon warehouse.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, it's insane. Like, he says that, like, basically it was just, like, rows upon rows upon rows of product, and you just go and pick up the product, and, like, you take it to another guy who packages it and takes it out. And that's it. Like, it's...
I want to know, like...
Like an ant.
They... No. Amazon, like, secures so much of their, like, how you were saying, marketing info, as well as, like, their supply chain. Like, I will give it to... I don't know if Jeff came up with this or whoever, but, like, their supply chain is insane. Like, I don't know how it works, but it does. And it's just, like, there's so much, like, intricate details about it. Because when you think about it, like... People have to, like, if I'm, like, a company that sells on Amazon, like, well, if I do their fulfillment.
Yes.
Like, I have to send all this stuff to their distribution center. But, like, how do they know, like, we're going to stock some of this at this location? Like, they really analyze their customers because they know, like, say Phoenix people are buying more swimsuits or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they'll know to make sure that more swimsuits are at that distribution center. It's insane.
Something that, like, blew my mind is that, okay, let's say that you and I both, like, are selling black umbrellas, and it's, like, the same brand. Let's just say, what's that brand? The weird, I don't know. There's no rain here, so we don't know about umbrellas.
What's an umbrella?
Sorry, bad example, but just...
You mean when the rain or the water falls from the sky?
What is that?
What is that?
I thought that was a bird. No. So, let's say you and I are selling the exact same brand of umbrellas, and they're both, like, black, same exact item. You ship 500 to an Amazon fulfillment center. I ship 500 to an Amazon fulfillment center. Amazon sells it under Amazon, and they basically put them all in one pile. They pick one up, and it's like a raffle, like you and I, until both of us sell our 500 out. Isn't that crazy? So, like, sometimes, like, you can opt in for that option.
Yeah.
And Amazon will just sell it under them, and they have the same reviews under that one item. Because reviews are so important. That's, like, usually why Amazon's so successful, because, like, people will go there for reviews. So, yeah. I mean, it's either, like, you or me will get the sale, but...
It's just, like, that's crazy. Like, it's not branded. But, like, yeah, when you're shopping on Amazon, typically the brand doesn't really matter.
Right.
Typically. So, like, because you're buying things like, I don't know, purple jacket, you know? Like, you just want a cute purple jacket. You don't care, like, what brand it is.
Or who it comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, the hardest part about Amazon for, like, businesses that are starting out, or even just, like, businesses in general, because there's no brand loyalty.
Yeah.
So even if you buy something that's good from a certain company, most of the people on Amazon will not go back and buy something that they made as well. So, like, let's say you bought a purple jacket and you loved it. You're not going to go back and search what other
items. Find that brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll just put in black jacket, and then the black jacket that has the best reviews, again, you'll buy that one, and that's what you'll keep doing. Because you're more loyal to Amazon than the business.
Well, and that's what, like, actual companies are struggling with, is because, like, they're not getting traffic to their websites anymore.
Right.
Because, like I said earlier, like, people are shopping on Amazon. So it's good and bad for these small companies because, you know, it's difficult to start e-commerce for these mom-and-pops or startups or whatever. So Amazon gives them that ease of use, and, you know, the shipping is great, and, you know, like, obviously Amazon has great discounts with all the carriers, and now they have their own, you know.
They just opened up their first cargo hub or whatever in Cincinnati, so they're taking over the world.
They literally are.
Before, they were just borrowing, like, hubs.
Yeah.
And obviously they have their own hubs, but they didn't have their own cargo, like,
warehouse. Yeah, no, they don't have, like, their own, like,
so now we're going to see, and... like, Amazon planes flying around.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, it's clear, like, obviously they are too large for UPS. Like, they're too large for one carrier to handle their shipping.
Yes.
Like, UPS and FedEx always had to help them.
It's, yeah, so it's so
and
weird.
And now that they have their own, though, like, I wonder if they would ever be able to just do their own shipping.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Like, the way, no.
There's no way. They don't have enough. Like, there's not an... They would have to literally knock out every other competitor and just, like, buy them.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine if Amazon bought, like, UPS and FedEx?
They're like,
that'd be insane.
UPS Amazon. No. I mean, yeah, they would literally have to buy them out.
Wow.
Because they would need all the manpower.
Oh, it's like how they're trying to buy out DHL.
Yeah, DHL.
Because they need more.
Or what is it? There was another one they were trying to buy out too. DHL and GSO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because GSO is also their truck freight or whatever. They were trying to buy them out too.
That's
crazy. So, dun dun dun. They will take over the world. And remember how they wanted to do drones?
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay, so when I was looking at their timeline, Amazon actually, they were, I thought this was interesting because, like, I haven't seen the drone dropping off.
I haven't either. I don't
think
it's apparently in Arizona.
Oh, okay, that was bad. In 2013, they launched Prime Air with the drones. And I was like, wow, that was like, I mean, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just recently, like maybe last year, there started to be talks about UPS did like that test delivery with the drone from the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, other carriers are talking about doing these drone drop-offs. And I thought it was so interesting that 4 years ago, Amazon started this. And like, they're so ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And even with, like, their Alexa, the Echo or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Alexa.
Apple just launched their HomePod on Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Like, Apple is, like, one of the biggest tech companies, and they just launched a HomePod. Like,
they're so far behind now.
It's so weird. I'm like, mm-hmm. Amazon, they're just, like, ahead of everybody.
Everything. Yes. Strangely enough, though, just, like, everything else in the world. You know how, like, we buy iPhones even though there's, like, Galaxies that are way better than iPhones? So... Zach and I have the Google Home.
Yeah.
And, like, the features on the Google Home are so much better than the Alexa. But, like, for the longest time, we thought about buying an Alexa just because it's connected to Amazon.
Yeah, and it's, like, easy. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, eventually, everyone will have, like, an Alexa in their home because, like, this is, like, the craziest thing is, like, 64% of households hold at least one Prime account.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, like, eventually, that number will increase just as e-commerce grows. So... we're all going to have an Alexa in our house.
It's so true. The only way I feel like they could, because, yeah, it's like with Apple, like, okay, you want an Alexa because it's attached to your Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly the motive of Amazon is to get everything that you do with Amazon. Like, because they have the Amazon music or whatever on the Prime.
Prime music.
And then, like, they obviously have, like, their streaming service.
Yep. And you just get that with your Prime membership.
Yeah, which is actually great.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I don't do the Alexa, and like it was always because I have Apple Music, so mm-hmm. I've been waiting for Apple to get one. Now that they have one, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get that. And also, mm-hmm. Apple was smart, and they've been doing this since like forever ago. We talked about it on our Apple podcast, but like how everything links together.
Yeah.
Like your Mac,
the cloud,
your iPhone, yeah, like everything. If Amazon and Apple could like team up, they would, like rule the world.
Well, like, with, like, the Google Home, you can play, like, they link up with Spotify.
Yeah.
And they link up with, like, Napster. I don't know, because Zach and I don't have Apple Music, mm-hmm. so I don't know if it would link up with it.
I don't have to do it, like, a Bluetooth. Because, yeah.
But, like, I can just go, hey, Google, play Burning Up by the
Jonas
Brothers. And it'll be playing on Spotify, and it just plays
okay.
it. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
But they should do, so, like, Amazon and Apple could link together, and they would make so much money.
Yeah.
But there's two huge monsters, so I doubt that they would do it.
Well, so Amazon, this is interesting. They actually patent the one-click buy.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon owns that concept. Like, no one else can use it. And I was like, when I was reading this, I'm like, okay, that's not right, because I always do one-click buy with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They license it to Apple.
Oh, that's
Isn't
so
that
smart.
Like, and, I mean, they probably make so much money off of that, just
It's like royalties.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get royalties off of it. That's insane. I know that their patent was supposed to be expiring, like, soon. So, like, eBay was going to launch their one click and stuff. So, like, now everybody will have one click. Because you can only patent that for so long.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I'd be interested to see, like, how that changes for, like what is Amazon going to do next? That, because, like, there's a lot of, I'm trying to think, okay, like, Apple, for example, they have, like, the
Apple
Touch ID.
Yeah.
Or the Touch ID to buy, like, on the App Store.
Them, yeah.
So, like, I'd be interested to see if, like, they'll steal that concept from Apple.
Yeah.
Where you just put your thumb and you're good to go.
Damn.
I know.
That would be so interesting. Well, okay, so, like, going from the consumer standpoint, too, again, like, how you were saying everyone, or at least, like, one person in every household has Prime?
It's 64% of American households hold at least one Prime account.
Okay. And, like, so I use my sister's Prime account.
Mm-hmm.
But if she didn't have a Prime account, I would get a Prime account because it's so easy. Like, I don't know how people shop on Amazon without Prime, like, to be honest. But they, obviously, like, Amazon is genius with their Prime memberships because everyone wants something. Like, when you want something, you want it as soon as possible. So, like, the shipping is great.
Yes.
But also, they have, like, crazy algorithms behind the scenes where they're, like, watching what you buy or what you search for constantly. So that buy box, when you search for an item, that buy box not only takes in, like, consideration what the seller is putting as, like, the description, the pictures, things like that, but it also takes in the consumer side. And I'm like, that's insane that, like, everyone's buy box. Like, if we both got onto our Prime accounts and searched for the same thing, we might have different things in our buy box.
I've noticed this, too, because my mom... So, my dad has a Prime account, and, like, I have my own Prime account. My mom just uses my dad's, obviously. And one day, she was like, hey, like, look at this item. And she, like, didn't know how to send it, so my mom just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, just tell me what it's called. And she sent me the name of it. And mine popped up as a Prime one, and hers wasn't.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? So I was like, that's weird. I'm like, mine says it's Prime, and it was by a different seller. Same item, but two different things popped up. Like, the same item, but, like, two different sellers popped up. And for her, the Prime one wasn't showing. And I'm like, that's really weird. So I just sent it to her. And when I sent it to her, it showed as Prime.
Yeah.
But her buy box was different than mine.
How interesting. Yeah, see, like, they that's a crazy algorithm. Because, like, to think about it, like, typically, I feel like most e-commerce, like, they can only take in one thing at a time. So the fact that they can take in both the consumer and the, like, seller and combine it into one, like, that's insane.
No, they have, like, they're literally, they're so secretive about their algorithms. And the reason why is probably because they spend billions of dollars on
for
it.
For sure.
So, like, I don't know. Like, if I spent billions of dollars, I'd be a secret, too.
This is mine.
Don't touch it. This is, okay, so I found out that Amazon, you know how, like, when you just type in an item, like, on Google, and the little, like, ads pop up at the top?
Yeah.
Amazon spends more money than any other retailer on that.
Oh, my god.
They spend $160 million a year on, like, buying that ad space. The next person who does that is not even, like, a retail store. It's Priceline. When you type in, like, vacation stuff, because they want to be the very top.
Oh, yeah.
They spent $80 million, so half of what Amazon spends. So nine times out of ten, when you type in an item, it's going to be like the first three are going to be Amazon.
Oh, I never can get like past Amazon because like there's times where I'm like, I know I want to shop at like a PacSun, a Zara, whatever, and I'm just looking for like this dress, whatever, like a black dress, and I'm like, I don't want to buy a black dress on Amazon. Like, no offense,
but no,
and you have to scroll past Amazon to get to like the actual, like, stores. It's weird. But that is, like, literally nothing in terms of what they're bringing in. Because what was it? It was every hour they sell 12 million or billion?
No, 12 million.
12 million
in
sales every hour.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Every hour. So, and what is it? Four out of every $10 spent at a retail store in the U.S. goes to Amazon.
Yes.
So half of the money that is going to retail is going to Amazon.
Yeah. So they're in 2017, it was 44% of e-commerce sales was Amazon. And 4% of U.S. retail sales was Amazon.
That's insane.
That's like even brick and mortars. Yeah. And now it's going to go up because they have Whole Foods.
Yep.
They have their grocery stores that they just opened up.
So that Whole Foods thing, I was like amazed by this because like So they're basically, what they're trying to do is, obviously they cut down the prices and like all that stuff, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Thank you for cutting down the prices of the bananas. But they are basically trying to create like where like Prime members only go to Whole Foods to shop. So they're they're getting rid of the Whole Foods loyalty program. And they're making it a Prime member loyalty program. So if you're a Prime member, you're going to get like way better discounts at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And so it's going to like make you go in the store. And like, for obviously, sure. Even if they're like, okay, milk is 50 cents at Whole Foods today. Mm-hmm. You're going to go into Whole Foods. And like, if you have a grocery list, like for example, me, I have a Whole Foods next to a Fry's by my apartment. And I'm not going to go to Fry's after I go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy the stupid apple that's $3 more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. So that's what they're trying to do. And then on top of that, they're putting all these Amazon lockers inside the store, so not outside.
So you can go pick up your shipments.
Yes. So you have to go inside the store and walk through the store to pick up something.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's another thing, like, and
they're also, geniuses.
Think of how convenient that is, because sometimes, like, okay, we get home. I would say I get home at, like, 5, and my office closes at 6. Mm-hmm. But I hate coming home, changing, going back out to my car, going to the grocery store, and then coming home. I hate that. So if I can have, and the reason why I say this is because, like, sometimes I have packages in the mm-hmm. office, and I don't get back in time.
You, like, want to get it before,
exactly. So then I have to come home and get them. So, and most of my packages, I'll be honest, come from, like, Amazon, unless it's, like, very specific thing. So if I can send them to Whole Foods, to a locker, and
you
I can get my groceries,
and your groceries
at the same time, and then I can come home.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Because, like, they're making it so that you, it's, like, a one-stop shop.
Well, and, like, think of how much they can do. I know grocery stores already have where you can do delivery or you can do, like, the curbside pickup with your grocery stores. But Prime will just make it, like, that much easier. Imagine if, like, you just logged onto your Prime and it was linked with Whole Foods or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You do your grocery shopping online, pick up your shipment, pick up your groceries and go.
Well, you can. It's $15 more a month.
Yeah.
The services. And then that's basically what you do. You just
order
it.
$15 more a month is like nothing than paying a service fee every time
Yep. Because you pay like, what, $5 every week if you do that? Yeah. Or at least $5. So $15 a month, and then you can just use it nonstop. Jeez. And you pick it up at Whole Foods. It's connected to Whole Foods.
I wonder if they're going to get rid of the cashiers eventually at Whole Foods, because, like, with their grocery stores, how it's cashierless,
mm-hmm.
like, you, so you walk in, you scan your Amazon Prime, like, barcode,
mm-hmm.
and then, this is the creepy part, but there's sensors and cameras that watch you,
yeah.
So, like, if I lifted up the apple, it'll put the apple in my cart, but if I put it back, it'll put it out of my cart.
Yeah.
So you just put everything in, and then you just walk out.
Yep.
Like,
it's insane. I remember when this was still like a
concept,
yeah. And Zach like sent it to me. He's like, look at how crazy this is. Mm-hmm. This was like probably like, what, 3 years ago? And he's like, this is insane. Like, this is going to take over the world. And now they're like open.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like wonderful because I don't like talking to people. So if I could go to the grocery store and fill up my car and then go home, that would be amazing. Shout out to Fry's for doing the click and like the, what do you call it?
I know, but that's even like, I mean, I haven't tried it, but it seems complicated.
It's
actually, you have to scan everyone, right?
So it's really easy. You just, you punch in your phone number, whatever, and then you scan your item, put in your cart, and then you just go to the end and you scan like the actual, like whatever, the self-checkout thing. You just scan it with your machine that they give you and it gives you the total. You swipe your card and you leave.
Hmm.
And you get $5 off the first 3. This is not an ad.
Nice.
You get $5 off the first 3, like,
to get $5 off.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
$5 off your first 3.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Click and save or whatever the heck it's called. I love it. I use it every time.
Okay, another thing, like, that I've always kind of thought, like, with the whole, like, ease of use with these grocery stores and, like, how the click and save.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, Amazon, the reason why, and CNBC, I mean, said this, like, they think the reason why 2017, like, their sales were basically half of U.S., you know, is because they clearly are geared towards millennials. Like, millennials love to do anything quick. So, if I can go into a grocery store and, one, how you were saying, pick up my packages and my groceries and leave, amazing, like, or anything like that. So, like, now that we're getting older, too, their sales are going up because they're saying millennials are now buying homes, having families.
Yes.
So they're buying more things like your home decor, your baby stuff. And think about like when we have kids, I don't want to have to go to the grocery store every time I need diapers, but Amazon has, like, that, like, button. Too, mm-hmm. where you just press it, and it just sends you diapers.
Yep.
Like,
and if you're a Prime member, it'll send it to you in 2 days. So if you, like, yeah. see that you're running out of diapers, you just click the freaking button, and it sends it to you, which is insane.
Insane. And so, like, as we get older, like, their sales are only going to go up, because yeah. they know, they, I feel like they, like, invested in us from the beginning. And now that we're growing up, yes. like, they're just growing. I mean, they were literally born with us at this yes. point, you know?
Same with, like, so Apple. Weird. Like, how yeah. they invested in millennials. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
We are giving you life. No, but they're, I don't know. Like, if I was a company, I would invest in millennials.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because, like, we're the, and here's the thing, like, we spend so much money. We yeah. really do. We spend well, so much money. Well,
we're, like,
money.
The generation where they say, like, we're not going to buy homes.
Yeah.
So, like, we really are spending more money because we don't know what a savings account is.
What's our savings account? Google's.
Google's how to savings account.
No. But yeah.
So weird.
It'll be interesting to see, like, when we're, like, 50 years old. Because, like, most people don't mind paying rent at their apartment unless you're yeah. literally planning on settling down. Like, if I hear somebody buying a house at, like, 20-something, I'm like... What?
And, like, so what, you're going to be here for the rest forever? Of your life? Like, forever?
What about, like, adventures? No. So, it'll be interesting to see how much. And also, here's, I remember, okay, so you know how Amazon has membership things mm-hmm. now? So, like, you can, they'll give you, like, a discount if you have a continuous, like, if you buy the same coffee and they ship it to you every 3 months. Oh, yes.
It's kind of like, is it Jet?
Jet,
I think that's what it's called, the purple website. It's actually oh, yeah. founded by two guys who came from Amazon.
Oh, that's smart.
Their concept is, like, the more you buy, the more you save.
Yes.
So, like, it's everything in bulk, but, like, yeah, the more times you buy, like, toilet paper or whatever, you get bigger discounts on your toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Genius.
Which, side note, I thought that was kind of shocking. Like, there's a lot of people that came from Amazon that are, like, have huge companies, like... Jason Kilar, he was the one that founded Hulu.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then Quora, which I know.
Oh, Quora. It's like that, it's the, where you ask it a question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was founded by Charlie Cheever, and they both came from Amazon. I'm sure there's a bunch of other ones, like the guys that founded Jet.
Oh, yeah.
Which also, so the guys that founded Jet, they like, left Amazon because they were, like, tired of the culture.
Oh, yeah.
And they thought it was, like, kind of, like, disgusting, and so they founded this company that they were, like, we want to do good and all this stuff, and I kind of feel bad because Jet's decent-sized, but they're, yeah, definitely they're not, like, huge.
Yeah.
And it's, like, these two guys are actually, like, trying to do good things.
Good.
And they're just getting swapped out by Amazon.
They'll never reach Amazon's level.
No.
That is so sad. Yeah. No, it's true, though. Wait, I have, like, a fun fact for you.
Okay.
This is, like funny that I had. So, Amazon's name wasn't supposed to be Amazon originally.
Dang, this was one of my questions.
Dang it, really? Okay, yeah. I'll save it.
You didn't say it. We already know the answer, so.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, what is it?
Kadabra. Well, they had two, so they have Kadabra.
Kadabra, but one of the lawyers was like, Kadabra, and he was like, okay, we gotta change the name.
The other one, they were gonna name it Relentless, and if you actually go to relentless.com, it'll take you to Amazon.
What?
Isn't that so weird?
That's
I tried
so
it
because
I was like, no way. So
I'm going to try this afterwards. Yeah. I really want to fudge up with our, like, recording now. I'm not going to touch it, but I'm going to look it up afterwards. So I was reading this case study that was done on, like, Amazon. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, like, what influences people to buy from Amazon. And I thought this was really interesting because it actually kind of surprised me. So it was a survey of 1,000 U.S. adults conducted by Power Views. And it looks like they found 71% of them made at least one purchase a month from Amazon. But the decisions were different. 79% of them said that product variety was why they bought from Amazon. Mm-hmm. 64% was the free shipping.
Oh,
and then after that, it was, sure. like, 55 customer reviews, 54 search, and then 29%, like, mobile experience. But to me, that, like, blew my mind because I'm, like, product variety, like, you would think the free shipping would
be, like,
for me, I'm, yeah. like, I'll spend, like, $200 at somewhere, but if it's $5 shipping, like, I can yeah. really leave my car. I'm, like, I'm not paying for your shipping.
Or I'm the person where it's, like, you need to spend $15 more to get free shipping, but the shipping's, like, $7, and I'm, like, I'll pay the $15 for another item. But, like,
yeah.
for you to ask me to pay for shipping?
Yeah.
You monster.
Exactly. So I thought free shipping would be, like, the number one reason that would motivate people. But I guess not everyone has Prime, so I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, 79% of people choose Amazon over anything else because of the product variety, which to me...
I mean, I guess, like, I could see that, too. Like, if you're looking for... I mean, like, for phone cases.
Oh, that's true.
Like, you have more variety rather than going into a store, like, you know?
Where you can see five of them.
Yeah.
And they're all ugly. Because they have, like, glitter splattered all over it.
I thought this was, like... Okay, I just have, like, a bunch of random fun facts, but I'll tell you one. Amazon went down for 49 minutes one time, and they lost 5.7 million.
Dude.
Isn't that insane?
That hurts.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
That's insane. That's how much people are buying on there.
Think about, like, Black Friday.
Oh.
So... I was thinking about this as I'm like, I like, honestly, before I looked anywhere else, I looked at like what Amazon would have on Black Friday. Imagine like if for some reason their site crashed, like imagine the bandwidth that they have to have on their network.
Yeah. For that many people to get
to
on
go
there.
On there.
Yeah.
It's insane because they were talking about, I like wrote this down because I was like, what the heck? But basically this year, Amazon alone generated more sales from Prime Day than Black Friday generated in all retail stores.
What?
Isn't that insane?
Oh my gosh.
So.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's like the new Black Friday, Prime Day. Because Prime Day is like a random day of the year. It's not Black Friday.
No, it's just, it is a random day of the year. You know what's weird? I don't have my own Prime account. Like I said earlier, but Prime doesn't have any type of reward system, right?
No, it doesn't have a reward system. So Prime comes with, like, your Prime TV, which is, like, kind of like a Netflix type of thing.
Yeah.
And then it comes with Prime Music, and that's very similar to, like, Spotify, I would say. Yeah. And then it comes with just, like, the free day shipping, also the Prime Now and the Prime, what is it, 1 hour? Because they have a Prime 1 hour now, where, like, you literally use it, like, you get it delivered to you.
But it doesn't come with, like, the Eats or anything.
Oh, yeah, it comes with the Eats. So when you're an Amazon Prime member, sometimes there's certain months where you get the Prime Eats for free.
Oh, that's right. I remember you had it.
Yeah. And then...
It's just weird to me, like, that just shows how, like, I don't know what they're doing to suck people in. But, because, like, most people are so easily, like, fooled by, like, reward systems. And I know, like, the Prime credit card... You get points, obviously, and you can use that towards, like, your Prime purchase. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, like, for them to not even have any type of reward system just for having a Prime account, and, like, I don't know, every time you buy an item, you get 5 points or something.
I know. You would think.
And still, people are so loyal to them.
Well, and also, like, they've made it easier for people, because, like, now you can either pay the $100 for the whole year, which, I hated doing that. Because, well, when I was in college, I was paying the $50 or whatever. But then it switched when I got rid of my college, like, email. And so I had to pay $100 one year.
Yeah.
Because I use it often enough to where it's, like, worth it.
Yeah.
Now they made it to where you pay $10 monthly.
Okay.
So you're paying $120, but, like, it feels like it's less because it's just...
$10.
$10 a month is, like, whatever. So that's nice because then... And you can turn it off whenever you want. So you can, like...
Nice.
Cancel it if you know you're going to be out of town and maybe, like, not use it as often. You can cancel it.
Yeah, I feel like this month I, like, I'm not going to buy anything.
Mm-hmm. So you can do that, which is kind of nice. But they made it easier for people, and I think that's what, like, attracts people to it. And I don't know if I could live without two-day shipping.
No.
Or, like
I
said,
like, if I didn't have my sisters, I would have to get it. Because whenever I need something, I just log into her Amazon and buy it.
And how convenient... And that's why I think that's what it is too. Like Prime allows you to ship 2 day for free.
Yeah.
Technically, it's not free because you're paying.
That's true.
You are paying.
Yeah.
But it's 2 day shipping. Whereas, like, if you were to request 2 day shipping from, like, let's say, I don't know, The Loft, they're gonna charge you $30.
Oh, for sure.
That's so an over. That would be like an overnight service or whatever.
They alone. Well, I mean, they're smart though. I mean, obviously, they know their Prime members. Most of them probably ship on average, like. At least once a month, I would assume.
At least, yeah.
But you probably have a few that, like, are shipping nothing. Like, you know, maybe three times a year or something, but they're still paying for this Prime service.
Yeah.
So they're profiting $100 off these people. And they're not even having to ship to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, that is a pretty smart business model.
So when Amazon had Prime Day, and when they have, like, whatever, Black Friday or Cyber Monday... Their Prime memberships go up by, like, 50%. So people just sign up, like, for that to get access to it. And, oh, that's another thing. I think if you've been a Prime member for a long time, you get access to those deals first.
Oh, so nice.
So that is kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I remember when that, was it Delta that did the weird board, the game board or whatever? Board
oh, I don't
game,
know.
That you got a free flight if
oh,
you,
wow.
What? I feel like I told you about this. But anyway, you got a free flight if you bought this game.
Yeah.
And it was, like, up to, like, $300 or something. Mm-hmm. So within the U.S. And so you could, like, use it. But some people, it was only, like, 500 games. Mm-hmm. And they sold out within 1 second. Like,
oh,
I tried it and
of course.
I had Prime.
Yeah.
And I literally could not get it. But there were other people
Gosh.
Who were like, yeah, I got it. And they were on a pre-sale list.
Oh, because they
Because they've
like...
had Prime forever.
Damn.
So... Yeah, so there's little perks like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, sometimes they'll email you about things before mm-hmm. they come out, and they're like, hey, the release date is on this day, like, if you want to take advantage of it. So you find out about stuff like that before other people do.
Yeah.
So I guess that's, like, the reward.
That is, like, a good incentive.
But definitely not worth $100. So, I don't know. They just have me sucked in, because the thing is, like, millennials are probably just a huge portion of it because we like immediate satisfaction
mm-hmm.
and, like, reward.
Yeah.
So if I buy something, I want to hear it within 2 days.
Well, and I guess, like, if they had better shows on Prime, like, you really would, it would be worth it because you would
yeah.
get rid of, like, your Hulu or your Netflix.
Oh, for sure.
And just use your Prime. And you're
yeah.
paying $10 a month for not only your shipping services, but your Prime TV, music.
Your music.
You could get rid of Apple Music.
You get rid of Postmates because they
yeah.
do, like, basically Uber Eats or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you can get rid of all of that.
If they could just work on their streaming services.
Yeah, please.
They have, like, no
shows
have, on there.
They have crappy shows.
Yeah.
Even, like, the Prime, the Amazon, like, shows that are on there,
yeah.
they're bad. Because, like, we've had Hulu and Netflix originals that
mm-hmm.
are really
that
good.
That are really good. Yeah.
Amazon does, like, a bad job at it. And I get it because that's not their area of expertise.
That's true.
But you make a bunch of money. You should
hire,
probably hire someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would definitely, my recommendation to Amazon, if you're listening.
You know, because I'm so educated.
And popular.
Okay, another just a random fact. This was when they were, like, first starting off and they were still just, like, doing book sales. They had a programming error on their website. Well, this is when the marketplace started, but it was still just books in the marketplace. So they had a programming error, and if people were able to put in a negative quantity in their shopping cart, and it would actually get Amazon to give them money.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? I was like, oh my gosh.
Check out $1 million.
Yeah. Damn,
that's
crazy.
Pretty good.
I just thought that was funny.
That is really
like,
funny.
I would sit there all day and just be like, -5 books and -4 books.
You're like, dang, I really want a Taco Bell, but I only have $5 in my account.
Let me get Amazon to save me some money.
It's like the original Venmo.
Literally.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah.
That's funny. What other fun facts were there?
Well, I have one. Well, okay, here's my... Do you want to get into our games?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so my game for you, I'm going to ask you a question. You have to tell me which one you think is the right answer.
Okay.
So, Amazon...
Sorry I ruined the first one.
Yeah, it's okay. So, Amazon once listed a book. It was, like, the highest that they ever listed their book for.
Okay.
Was it... $82.50, $2,356.89, or $23,698,655.93. I don't think I read that number right, but you know what I mean.
The 23 million.
Yeah.
I would go with B.
The 2,000.
Yeah.
It was a 23 million.
So who bought it?
It's a book about flies.
Oh.
The
nice.
Reason why it got so expensive is because Amazon had an algorithm in their website to always beat the price of another competitor of theirs. Like, it would always be, like, 1 cent over. Well, that same competitor had an algorithm to beat their price, and so they had the same book listed. So their algorithms kept trying to beat each other, and it finally got up to that number. Isn't that insane?
That's insane, actually.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Sorry for all you college students that didn't get to learn about flies.
And it was on BuzzFeed, and BuzzFeed said that actually sold, too.
It did?
Yeah.
Who would buy
them? I think some rich ass person was probably like, I'm going to buy it so I can say I've bought the most expensive book on
Amazon. That's really funny. Oh
yeah.
My gosh, that was good. I really was like, this is a trick question. It's going to be like 1,000 books.
Crazy.
That's crazy. I have a would you rather.
Okay.
And I feel like I know your answer to this, but okay, we'll see. It's would you rather only be able to shop on Amazon, so like including clothes and shoes
mm-hmm.
and like toiletries and stuff like that, with Prime for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or would you rather be able to shop anywhere, including Amazon, but you were never able to use Prime ever again?
Oh, I would shop anywhere and not use Prime.
Really?
Did you think that was... No?
No, I thought you would go the other way around because you like Prime so much. I like Prime that much that I would just rather just shop.
I just like... I don't know about their clothes yet. They are launching into their own clothing line, by the way. And they furniture are. Line.
Wow. I mean, I feel like furniture line would be smart because it can be like an IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
But clothes, what I've found is that a lot of clothing stores are on Amazon, so I would cheat my way through the system.
That's true. You just have to know, like, exactly what you want.
Yes.
Can you go on the websites of the other stores? Just not buy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I would do
You can just go on, and yeah.
Yeah, that's not too terrible. Because you can find, like, you can, like, even find, like, Kate Spade purses. Or whatever.
Yeah, you can.
You just have to know the exact brand.
You have to know the exact brand and, like, size and everything.
Yeah.
But it's nice, because if you order and you don't like it, you can return it for free.
That is true.
They sometimes they even let you keep it.
I was going to say, like, sometimes, like, the shipping is more expensive than the product, and they'll just be like, oh, just keep it.
Yeah.
Score.
Nice.
So if you're listening and you're from Amazon, you can sponsor us
yeah.
by emailing us at misinformed.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes. You can also follow us on Twitter and give us a shout out on your Instagram.
Yes.
Get us some Instagram followers. What are we?
Misinformed podcast is our Instagram and Misinformed Pod is our Twitter.
Yes.
Go on the Apple Podcast and review us.
We haven't had any hate mail from you guys lately. We'd really appreciate some.
Yeah.
Or send us some love letters, too. That would be nice. We did get, a really nice love letter from someone once.
Yeah. Cute. We're missing your emails. Like, we really haven't gotten a lot of emails lately.
No.
Is it because we went MIA?
Yeah.
Did you guys think we left you?
We were on vacation for, a little bit.
We're back, we promise.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we love you guys. And remember,
we're not experts.
So don't quote us.
Okay, bye.